Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Of course.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 20 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. And before we begin, let's join together and take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. I am determined to see. We've been quite casual about our practice periods thus far. There's been virtually no attempt to direct the time for undertaking them. Minimum effort has been required, and not even active cooperation and interest have been asked. This casual approach has been intentional and very carefully planned. We have not lost sight of the crucial importance of the reversal of your thinking. The salvation of the world depends on it, yet you will not see it. You will not see if you regard yourself as being coerced and if you give in to resentment and opposition.
This is our first attempt to introduce structure. Do not misconstrue it as an effort to exert force or pressure. You want salvation. You want to be happy. You want peace. You do not have them now because your mind is totally undisciplined and you cannot distinguish between joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, love and fear. You are now learning how to tell them apart, and great indeed will be your reward.
Your decision to see is all that vision requires. What you want is yours. Do not mistake the little effort that is asked of you for a sign that our goal is of little worth. Can the salvation of the world be a trivial purpose? And can the world be saved if you are not? God has one Son, and He is the resurrection and the life. His will is done because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth, and your determination to see is vision given you.
The exercises for today consist in reminding yourselves throughout the day that you want to see. Today's idea also tacitly implies the recognition that you do not see now. Therefore, as you repeat the idea, you are stating that you are determined to change your present state for a better one and one you really want.
Repeat today's idea slowly and positively, at least twice an hour today, attempting to do so every half hour. Do not be distressed if you forget to do so, but make a real effort to remember. The extra repetitions should be applied to any situation, person, or event which upsets you. You can see them differently, and you will. What you desire, you will see. Such is the real law of cause and effect as it operates in the world. I am determined to see, and so it is. Let's again join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. Well, we could say that there are clearly at least two ways of seeing. We could say seeing with the body's eyes. I see the cup. I see the chair. I see the wall. I see the window. I see those things. But seeing can also be represented as saying, I understand, or I perceive, or I grasp, or I know. There are different levels of perception. And A Course in Miracles helps us to see that the egoic perception is a construct based on a thought system that's actually reverse, upside down from truth. And so A Course in Miracles is working here to help us begin to see or understand or grasp the world in a new way. And It's also referred to as light. Light and understanding being synonymous. So as we begin to understand the truth, and I feel like understanding is almost like a process of being able to assimilate truth in our life. I don't really understand it until I begin to practice it and begin to be the truth. So when we hear something that's startling, like these first 19 lessons, almost every one of them can bring up resistance from the conditioned mind because it flies in the face. No private thoughts? Seriously? I don't like that. You know, there are several things that we've had conversations about over these last almost 3 weeks now since we began the workbook lessons on a daily basis that can be quite startling. And so at first we resist it, and we can even want to ignore it altogether or even abandon it or even fight against it, because that's the ego's way of maintaining it, its illusion of supremacy of thought that, oh, wait a minute, I understand how the world works. I get it. I've got the document in the frame on the wall. I went to the right school. I had the right teacher, had the right parentage. I know what the world's about, this and that and the other. And, of course, in miracles comes along, this teaching that was channeled by Jesus, and says, well, wait a minute. Maybe you've been taught falsely. Maybe you've accepted a belief system that is not just untrue, but wholly untrue, the complete opposite of truth. Mm. And so to begin to accept a new truth is certainly can be challenging. And I applaud and celebrate his recognition in this lesson that what we've learned so far has been carefully and intentionally laid out to avoid as much resistance as possible from that egoic thought system or that belief system that we've held for all of our life, really, until we begin to encounter this truth. And we have to break through that conditioning, that barrier of the conditioning, to be willing to accept maybe there's another way of quote-unquote seeing. There's another way of understanding. And as we begin to provide that little willingness, a new light begins to shine forth in our life. And it brings about an amazing amount of more joy and more peace and more love and more laughter. And it's such a blessing to begin to see now, if you will, to understand and to grasp the world in a new way, that we are no longer hoodwinked. We begin to truly experience freedom when we let go of the conditioning of the world.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I am determined to see is an activation of what we want.
Willingness.
It's an activation of what we want. It's placing our heart's desire, our true heart's desire. It's recognizing it, it's affirming it, and it's realigning with it, because these are the things that we want. It says in here, you know, that you do want salvation. You do want to be happy. You do want peace. You do not have them now because your mind is wholly and totally undisciplined. And we can't distinguish between joy and pleasure, or joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, love and fear. And this is the decision that vision requires. And I love that it says, what you desire, you will see. And so to me, saying, I am determined to see is an activation of our desire. And our desire is the first key, you know, to the kingdom. It's like aligning our desire and our want with our heart and not the world, with love and not the world. You know, the world will condition us to be determined in many other ways. This is a turning from the world and the conditioned desires that and wants that we've been hoodwinked into thinking we want and desire. And it's returning us to our true desire, our true want. And it says, what you desire, you will see. So this lesson to me is activating that desire. And such is the real law of cause and effect as it operates in the world. So it is driven by what our heart's desire is. And so I have made my desire the determination to awaken, the determination to be the light, the determination to be a teacher of God. And in that, it has activated my desire. And what I have desired, you know, has been an experience of my life. And so I also love that we are being asked to do this twice an hour, you know, so for instance, every half hour, that no matter where we are in the world, no matter what we think that we're seeing, no matter if we're in a dust storm or on the summit of the mountain, you know, top, I am determined to see. It is offering my seeing and inviting a miracle into, you know, my desire. And when I do that, implicit in this lesson is the humility that I do not currently see. And so it really is an offering to Holy Spirit. It really is an offering to the Christ consciousness that, I'm not seeing here, and I'm admitting that. And there's a humility in that. And yet my desire is to see, and I offer that upon the altar. And that is what I'm being asked to do, is to just keep offering this upon the altar, trusting, you know, that vision will come, because it is what I am desiring. And that is the way it works. What you desire, you will see. I am determined to see.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us again today. God bless you for being here. We love you. And so it is. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send